We live by the faith of the Son of God.
Faith ensures productivity. That means every time we mix faith with the Word of God, we are productive.
The Word is the gospel.
That means the gospel was designed for your faith. The gospel, the Word of God, is the raw material for faith. The factory for the fabrication of faith is your spirit. The machine, Malakaya. The equipment for fabricating the faith is meditation.
You need to raise the level of your faith so you can raise the level of your productivity.
Sweet Holy Spirit, we welcome you. Have your way in this first service. Lord, we've gathered around nothing but your name, your word, and in the presence of your majesty. Speak to our hearts this morning. Touch our lives in the way that only you can. I decree and declare that burdens are lifted, yokes are destroyed. Questions are answered in the name of Jesus. I declare that in this first service, on ground and online, there are workings of miracles. In the name of Jesus. Lord, by the ministry of your word and by the ministry of the Spirit, we are moved into new levels in the supernatural life. We are moved into new levels of grace and glory. In the name of the Lord Jesus. Let the sick be healed. Let every dead thing come back to life. Let Christ be glorified. Let your people be edified. Let Satan be terrified. In the name of the Lord Jesus. Lord, we give you right of way. Do that which only you can do. We look to you this morning like a handmaid looked to her master. Bible says they looked unto you and they were lightened. And their faces were not ashamed. Let answers of peace be given to your people this morning. At the ministry of the world, let there be answer of peace. In the name of the Lord Jesus. Thank you. Thank you for light. Yes, we receive your word. Yes, we receive the manifestations of your spirit. Thank you, Father. In Jesus' mighty name, and God's people shout amen. Amen. Hallelujah. Give the loudest shout of glory and hallelujah that you can. Amen, amen, amen. Hallelujah. What a joy to be back home. Amen. Amen. Hallelujah. I missed you small. Amen. Oh, you missed me plenty. Glory to God. Hallelujah. Praise God. Are you ready for God's word? You know, the beauty of God's word. When you find a Christian who has reference and love, and love for the word of God, you see a Christian whose course is upward and forward. Paul told Timothy, he said, meditate on these things. Give yourself wholly to them, that your profiting may appear to all. Oh, my goodness. That means there's no argument. There's no hidden success. It will be obvious. He says that your profiting will appear to all. The Greek word phaneroi means to burst out to the open. He says your progress will be obvious. Your progress will burst out to the open. A Christian who is not making progress has not paid attention to the word of God. Because God's word cannot be broken. The one I quoted is in the New Testament. When you go to the Old Testament, you'll find an equivalent. Joshua chapter 1 verse 8. He says, this book of the law shall not depart out of your mouth. Right? That's the first place. He said, but thou shalt what? Meditate therein day and night. Thou mayest observe to do according to all that is written therein. Say, for then you shall make your way prosperous and have what? Good success. That is in the Bible. That means it's impossible to put the book of the law in your mouth and to meditate on it day and night. And of course, if you meditate on it day and night, you will do what is written therein. And if you do that, it's impossible not to prosper. It's impossible not to have good success. It's impossible not to deal wisely. When you read the Septuagint, he says you would deal wisely in the affairs of life. The Amplified got it from the Septuagint. He said you would deal wisely in the affairs of life. That means the root of foolishness for a believer is lack of attention to the word. David told his son Solomon, who became the wisest in his days and became the richest, he said, my son, attend to my words. Incline your ears to my saying. We make a big deal of God's word at Glory Zone. Hallelujah. Because we know our contact with the power of God is through the ministry of his word, as presented by the Holy Spirit. Hallelujah. Lord, we reference your word. We reverence your word. We honor your word. Precious Holy Spirit, you are the author of this book. Speak to our hearts this morning. In Jesus' name. Amen. Just say hi to your neighbor. You can go ahead and rejoice on the way to your seat. Amen. Hallelujah. Amen. Oh, glory to God.
Surely the presence of the Lord is in this place. I can feel his mighty power and his grace. I can hear the brush of angels' wings. I see glory on each face. Surely the presence is.
Amen. All hail the Lamb upon the throne. His praise shall be Abba do cry. Labako sabai. He reigns victorious forever glorious. His name is Jesus. He is the Lamb. Hallelujah. Ever been in faith, part 5. Amen. Hallelujah. I think this should be part 6. Amen. Oh, glory to God. Has the series been a blessing to you? If you haven't been listening to these, go download them at the e-library. Amen. And listen to them. And if you haven't gotten your book, ensure you get it. If you have your book, you can open to chapter 6. Amen. If you have the book. If you don't have, just listen. And when you go home, you look at it. If you notice, as I teach, I retire to the chapters and teach them. How many of you have noticed that? All right, so in the book, chapter 6 is about the obedience of faith. Okay. Hallelujah. So, acting, chapter 6 talks about, what did I say? Did I say obedience of faith? That means I just read what is in my mind. Chapter 6 is what the faith that acts. All right, so you can write the obedience of faith. That's what I want to begin with in the first service. The obedience of faith. James chapter 2 verse 17, Amplified Translation, very quickly. James chapter 2 verse 17. We have laid serious foundation for this teaching, so time will not permit me to go through them again. If you haven't been around, you can go listen to them and get those foundation. The teaching of faith is very needed and is very important in the times and seasons that we are in. We are in the last days. But I love the way Benny Hinn puts it. He says, we are in the last hours. If you're a Christian and you are still not serious about this gospel, then really you need deliverance. Maybe not by pastor. Maybe God the Father, God the Son, God the Holy Spirit will have to lay hands on you. The signs are obvious. The handwritings on the wall. But God's calendar for the human race, this face is about to be wrapped up, is a reality. And why do we say this? Is it to create fear in your heart? If you are afraid, then you are not born again. Rapture is family reunion. Glory to God. Rapture is family reunion. The Bible talks about the Father, our Father, by whom the whole family in heaven and on earth is named. That means there's a heaven branch of the family. There's the earth branch of the family. Some of us have loved ones who have gone to join the heaven branch of the family. We are in the earth branch of the family. Rapture is family reunion. That means every time you hear about rapture, two things should happen. Excitement and a sense of responsibility. Excitement because we're about to be united with the Lord in a way that is so special. We're about to be united with the rest of the family in a way that is so special. And a sense of responsibility because there are billions yet untold. There are billions who haven't even heard about the first coming. T.L. Osborne will always say this, that when Christians are busy talking about the second coming in a way that takes them off focusing on soul winning is inappropriate. And he will say, why shout about the second coming when there's a large portion of people who haven't heard that it came the first time? The reason for the second coming is because it came first. Are we together? And it's our responsibility to publish what he came to do in his first coming. Hallelujah. It is time to preach the gospel. It is time to intercede for cities and nations. It is time for your money to preach the gospel. Hallelujah. Praise God forevermore. And that aside, I was talking about the importance of faith, the importance of the teaching of faith, and believers living by faith in the times that we are in. If it is the end time, and of course it is the end time, the Bible says, perilous times have come. And there is no thriving in perilous time without being a person of faith. If you don't pay attention to develop functional faith, you'll be stranded. You'll be in trouble. You'll be stressed out. You'll be worn out. And this is why we are revisiting these teachings. This is why we're bringing your attention, stirring up your holy minds, stirring up your holy hearts. And beyond the teachings, there are impartations of the spirit of faith. Have it together. Like I always love to say, that we are not university lecturers. Teachers are not lecturers. Lecturers communicate facts. Teachers transport you into the experience of what they are talking about. That's teachers, anointed teachers of God's word. Let your hearts be open. As you are hearing these things, the hand of the Lord is coming upon you. The spirit of faith is resting upon you. Hallelujah. Do you believe that? I thought I'll get a louder amen. Amen. Hallelujah. All right, the obedience of faith. James chapter 2 verse 17. It says, so also faith, if it does not have works, deeds, and actions of obedience to back it up, by itself it is destitute of power, inoperative, and dead. Let's read it again. So also faith, if it does not have works, in brackets, deeds and actions of obedience, to back it up, by itself it is destitute of power, inoperative, and dead. That means faith should release power. Faith is an operative force. That means faith should produce results. That's what he's saying. It is impossible to be in faith and not have results. But he's saying the route to that result is actions of faith. Let me give context to it. Last year, 2 years ago, I redefined faith for you. I said faith is any response, thank you, in thoughts, in words, in action to the revelation of God's word, of the truth of God's word. Are we together? Any response in thoughts, in words, in action to the revelation of God's truth. And we added that the true revelation of God's truth will produce an understanding. Why? Faith is a direct product of spiritual understanding. If you heard God's word and you haven't understood, faith cannot come.
Or let me put it this way. If you listen to God's word, you studied your Bible, and faith did not come, you haven't understood. Because the moment you receive spiritual understanding from your interaction with the word, reading it, studying it, meditating it, listening to it, faith should be born in your heart. Faith should emerge in your heart. Faith should well up in your heart. Faith should rise like a giant in your heart. Hallelujah. Any and every response in thought, in words, and in action to the revelation of truth that brings understanding is called faith. That's what faith is. And let me add now, every time understanding comes to you by that interaction, there is a clear path of action that is clear. That means if there is no action, the faith is dead. That's what they're saying. Faith and obedience go together. Faith and actions go together. Sometimes the actions could be the declarations of your mouth. Sometimes the actions could be rejoicing. In fact, that's part of the first corresponding action of faith. If truly faith has come, the attitude of your spirit and of your mind will change. And one of the first things to produce is rejoicing. Why? You have gotten a hold of the title deed. The title deed. Now, if you come to me and say, Pastor, God has just blessed me with the land. What is the evidence you show me? Is it the land? Do you carry the land around? In fact, do you need to even carry me to the land? No. What do you show? Title deed. Title deed. Or let me make it more personal. Somebody says, oh, I have the land in Abuja. And you are aware of the credibility of the person. You are aware of the capacity of the person. He can give you a land. And then he brings the papers and gives to you. He said, Mr. James, this is land for you. The Lord laid in my heart to give you this land. And he drops the paper. Do you wait to see the land before you start rejoicing? Immediately, when you look at it, this is real. This is real. You are seeing the certificate of occupancy. And then what do you do? You start rejoicing. You start rejoicing. Why? You have seen the title deed. You have seen the papers. You have seen the receipt. Glory to God. That's what faith is. Whatever you are believing God for, when faith comes, because of the revelation of God's will, it should produce joy. It should produce joy. As one of the first corresponding actions of faith. Sometimes it should, if at all the time, not sometimes, joy, a change in your confession. You hear somebody shouting, I'm healed. Oh, I'm healed. Why? Sparks of light. He has received light from God's word. She has received light from God's word. That shining of God's light in the heart has happened. So she's screaming, I'm healed. Oh, she's jumping, I'm healed. Oh, jumping and turning and spinning. I will never be broke another day of my life. That is no longer a pseudo confession. No. That is a declaration of his conviction. That is a declaration as a result of the light that has shone in his heart. That is a declaration coming from a place of conviction produced by an understanding. His heart knows, I can never be broke another day of my life. Oh, I will never be sick again. In the name of Jesus, why he has seen that himself took my infirmity and bore my sicknesses. He has seen by his stripes have been healed. Oh, you see the person jumping and spinning. I will never be a slave of sin. Oh, why? The power of sin is broken. For I'm not under the law, but under grace. What is this? It's a supply of ability to conquer sin vitally. He has seen it. He said, for the grace of our Lord Jesus Christ has appeared unto all men, teaching us to deny every ungodliness. You have seen that grace is not just unmerited favor. Grace is a supply of the ability of the Spirit. To live above the expectations of men. To live above the predictions of men. Oh, you can see it. Men who look at you and say, this guy did not finish school. He went to Ogbologbo Primary School. He went to Coast Secondary School. He went to night school. In fact, his parents could not give him money to go to the university. Therefore, he cannot succeed in life. And then you see from scriptures, if ye be Christ, then are you Abraham's seed, heirs according to the promise. And then you scream, the whole world is mine. Certificate or no certificate. Why? Light has come. School is good. Which school did Abraham go to? What am I saying? When you mingle with this logic of God, suddenly you live above the indices, the calculations, the expectations of men. The Bible says, this cup that we take, is it not the cup of the communion? Is this not the cup of our common union with the Christos? Of our common union with the Christos? Heya! Of our fellowship with the Christ. What is the Christ? The anointed one and his anointed. That means we are in fellowship with the anointed. A man in fellowship with the anointed cannot be stranded. No, you can't be. Lasika pataya. No, you can't be. But you see, let the light dawn in your spirit, producing that thanksgiving, producing that joy, producing that change in confession. When you talk, they're looking at you. Is there something else that he has that we don't know? Yes. Oh, yes. Oh, yes. Listen, your friends, your family members should know you with big talking. That's the word, big mouth. They say, guy, you can talk, sha, or raw. You say this or raw will put it will put me above the nations. You know, raw in Yoruba, man. It will put me above the nations. Listen, go and read David and Goliath again. David spoke more words than Goliath, and he spoke the last words. Listen, never let Satan talk last in your head. No, 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 no. As he's talking, you are talking. He say, you know nobody will marry. He say, shut up there. You talk last. You know you will never amount to anything. He say, Satan, you are going to hell. Can I tell you about your future? Can I tell you about your future? Have you forgotten? Hell is ready for you and your angels. Never let Satan do the last talking. Are you sure things will ever work? Respond. It shall be well with the righteous. He said, tell the righteous. It shall be well with the righteous. Talk last. I'm talking about obedience of faith. You know, Paul wrote, he said, whatever you do in words and in deeds. That means words is doing. That means talking is work. You know, in Genesis, at the recreation of the world, the Bible says for 5 days, God was talking. On the 6th day, he said, now let us make man in our image after likeness. And then he formed man. On the 7th day, he rested from his works. Which work? Talking. Oh, did you notice that? The Bible says God rested from his work. When you reward, they say, let there be light, pee. Light, pee. Let the firmament be separated from the waters. Let the trees come out of these. And all that. He was just talking. He was just talking. Let it be day and night. He was just talking. And then he rested from his work. Mouth work is superior to hand work. Hey! Are you here? Mouth work is superior to hand work. That means whatever your hand is doing, if you have not added mouth work, it cannot really prosper. You learn to talk. You learn to talk. The Lord is my shepherd. I shall not want. No scarcity anywhere. I have a shepherd. Do you know what it means for the Lord to be your shepherd? You are talking. Actions of faith. Faith has work. I'm believing God that things will change. At least start from the basic corresponding action. It is called rejoicing and talking. Rejoicing and a change in confession. Oh, I'm the man that the Lord has helped. I am the woman that the Lord has helped. In the name of Jesus, Jehovah is my stone of help. Jehovah is my Ebenezer. Lebeko Sapa. In this city, I have seen the marvelous kindness of God. In the name of Jesus. You don't keep quiet. You talk.
My health is working. My marriage is working. My ministry is working. My finances are working. My businesses are working. My career is working. In the name of the Lord Jesus Christ. Because I am the man that the Lord has helped. I am the woman that the Lord has helped. In the name of the Lord Jesus. Whatever I touch prospers. I am like the tree planted by the rivers of waters. I bring forth fruits. I bring forth fruits. I bring forth fruits. In the name of Jesus, you are talking. You are talking. You are talking. You look at your family and say, in this house, we see the goodness of God. Oh, we see the mercy of God. We are vessels of His mercy. In the name of Jesus, in Samuel's family, if that's the name of your family, we are vessels of God's mercy. God has shown us His marvelous kindness. In the name of the Lord Jesus, we are a living memorial of His goodness. Oh, we have become an ensign to the nation. In the name of Jesus. Those are actions of faith. You don't keep quiet and say what to be will be. No. No. Let me show you a scripture. Hebrews chapter 13. Hebrews chapter 13. Thank you, Holy Spirit. Hebrews chapter 13. Let's read verse 5. It says, let your conversation be without covetousness. And be content with such things as you have. For he had said. And then he quoted something that he has said. But you see, he's showing us a principle. He has said whatever he has said. And then verse 6, he says, so that we may boldly say. He's showing us in a principle. He's showing us in the scripture a principle. That when God speaks, is for you to speak what he has spoken. He's showing us how to produce results. He said, for he has said, I will never leave you nor forsake you, so that we may boldly say, the Lord is my helper. I will not fear what man shall do unto me. Powerful. Powerful. He has said. He has said. Because he has said, we can boldly say. That means until you can boldly say what he has said, there's no guarantee of results. Are you getting it now? In fact, that is a concept of confession in the New Testament. When the Bible talks about confessions of faith, holding on to the confessions of our faith without wavering, for faithful is he that has promised you, do it. What is it talking about? Confession means homologio. To say the same thing as someone. So, we are saying the same thing as who? As our high priest. As our shepherd. He has said, so that we may boldly say. Now, if you didn't notice something there, what he said was, I will never leave you nor forsake you. But you see, there's an interpretation that your soul will get. That is Rhema. That means Rhema is not just what you read. Rhema is what the Spirit of God highlights in your spirit that comes out of your mouth as your own revelation. So God said, I will never leave you nor forsake you. When it became Rhema, how did it come out? The Lord is my helper. I will not fear what man shall do unto me. You hear me say this all the time. The Lord is my shepherd. I shall not want. There is no scarcity anywhere. Why? It has. When I meditated on that Psalm 23, he came out of me. No scarcity anywhere. The Lord is my shepherd. So I'm not just quoting that scripture. There's a rhema. There's a revelation. There's a word that the Spirit has given to me. Are you here? You will talk. The obedience of faith. All right. Let's go deeper. Glory to God. All right. He says the equation of faith is not complete without the corresponding actions of faith. You are to behave what you believe. If really you believe it. The winning faith is active. Every genuine conviction must produce action, and faith is simply the conviction that comes from your revelation and understanding of God's word or his voice in your heart. Actions of faith are what we call obedience in simple terms. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Presumption actions versus faith. Let me read this out for you. The corresponding action of faith is not risk taking, neither is it copying the testimony of another believer outwardly. Amen. It is a product of personal conviction of God's word. Of God's word coming forth from the substance of faith in your heart. You must have heard me say this before. Amen. The actions of faith are backed up by the substance of faith in your heart. It is like issuing a bank check. Anyone can sign and hand out a bank check. What's more important is the money in that account. If there's no money in the bank account, the check is useless, no matter how much you wrote on it. Our actions of faith is like taking the signed check to the bank. The substance of faith in the heart is the money in the bank account that validates the check. Do you get it now? So a Christian is sick and on drugs. Getting off the use of that drugs must come from revelation of God's word. Not because you heard somebody share a testimony. I just dropped my drugs. I believe I was healed. And this is 5 years now. I've been healed. Now, even while the testimony was shared, your heart gets a hold of the word that enlightened that person's heart to drop his drugs. And then faith wells up in your heart. You can do the same. But that blind going to copy the action is presumption. And many people's faith have had accidents. Amen. Hallelujah. Amen. Shipwreck. So as you, what do? You start meditating on the scriptures and keep taking the drugs. Are we together? It will get to a point where your faith will reach a flood tide. You will know. You will know, I don't need this anymore. You are not pretending. You are not copying someone. It's a conviction from your heart. Light has come. Are we together? Is somebody blessed? All right. The story of the woman with the issue of blood in Mark 5 is very instructive. She touched the hem of Jesus' garment and was made whole. Why? There was faith built in her. Others were thronging and receiving nothing, right? Why? No intent. Similar action, but different results. Do you understand that? I mean, what was the action? It was to touch Jesus. Many people were touching Jesus, but nothing happened to them. Many people. You know what Jesus said? When Jesus said, "Who touched me?" You know what Peter said? He said, "Master, the multitude is thronging you." Meaning they are pressing you and touching you. "Oh, Master." And I said, "No touch." He said, "There is a touch of faith." Aye. That means there is an action that is backed by faith. So faith is not presumptuous. Faith is not foolishness. Faith comes from a place of understanding and conviction. And listen, it is personal. It is personal. And listen, never let anybody intimidate you into acting presumptuously because of their own level of faith. Do you get that? You stay on the word until something pops up in your spirit. If you need to do 1 hour prayer before you travel, don't be ashamed. Do it. Some of us will just enter the car and speak one line of tongue and we are fine. Amen. Amen. Are you together? Are we together? If you need, every time you want to travel, the level of fear in your heart, you need 1 hour to cast it out and to pray. Do it. And when you're okay, enter the car and drive. But because you hear pastor say, "I don't need that. I just enter. I say, in the name of Jesus, the roads are safe. Drive." You know, Pastor, he was driving me from Abuja. We were going for a meeting in Benue. And then I was saying about Archbishop. I said, "Pastor, you, when the road is smooth, drive. Match this thing." Okay. And then he was laughing. I was telling about Archbishop. Archbishop would tell it. Archbishop Bezendalsa. You tell him, "Haven't I told you, put your legs on this pedal. Move, drive." They're driving speed. He said, "I have a covenant of life. Have I not told you? Drive." What kind of a man is that? What kind of a man is that? Drive. Did you ever hear the story of the storm of this? They couldn't fly. He was going to Benin. And they couldn't fly because the weather report was bad. So they were waiting. He sat and sat. After praying and praying, he was angry. He told the pilot, I think it was a private jet chartered or something. He told the pilot, enter the air. Let me deal with this once and for all. They said, sir, we can't. He said, I'm the one telling you I cannot die. Enter the air. Who does that? And I knew exactly what he was doing. He says, he said, how long will I keep waiting for the storm? Let me conquer this once and for all. He was dealing with fear. And that was his rugged way of dealing with fear. He said, enter the air. The pilots were giving a testimony. They said it was not a funny experience. The plane was bouncing. Then they landed in Benin and it came out. Say, forever, I have overcome that. No more. Hold. Oh, glory to God. Moisey, you cannot hear that. As a private jet owner, amen, and tell your pilot, enter the air. Are you learning something? But you see, you can meditate on God's word until it becomes logical to enter the air. Are you getting me now? I told you that faith is logical at a higher realm. You know, natural people tell you that what you're doing is not logical. But it is logical at a higher realm. It is logic at a higher realm. The ministry was small when the Lord told me to leave medicine and pastor full time. It was logical to me. On the outside, you're wondering, how is this guy going to live? I remember a very precious man of God was saying something. He said, go and tell doctor to go and practice his medicine. No, he should not stress himself. At least you practice. He was concerned for me. It was years later I even got to know. At that time, things had busted. Amen. Glory to God. But I say, I was fine all the time. Why? It was logical. It was logical. I could see it. I may not be able to explain to you, but I could see it. I could see the path. I could see God sustaining. I could see God providing. I could see God supplying. I could see God moving. It was the same year I got married. It was the same year we moved to the facility here. It was the same year I went on radio. Glory to God. Hallelujah. Praise God. So when there was an intent to the action, there was results. All right. Action is a switch of God's power. It is a switch of God's power. In this kingdom, it is unto you according to your faith. I'm reading out now. It is not unto you according to God's power. Who got that? Your faith will switch on the power in your life. That's your actions of faith. The ministry of our Lord Jesus in the gospel is replete with people releasing their faith by their action and turning on the power of God to produce miracles for them. You will see the Lord's attribute. You see the Lord attribute the miracles to their faith in Matthew 9:22. And Jesus turned him about. And when he saw her, he said unto her, daughter, be of good cheer, thy faith had made thee whole. But Jesus said, virtue left me. Virtue means what? Power. But he didn't say, woman, my power has made you whole. No. He says, woman, your faith has made you whole. That means the faith was what switched on the power of God to produce the miracle. That means the power of faith is hinged to the obedience of faith. Are you getting it now? God will give you an instruction. A word will well up in your heart. Light will shine on your path. You will know this is what to do. If you sit down and not do it, you will miss out on the release of God's power. That's what he's saying. Jesus commending their faith for the miracles. He didn't say, my power has made you whole. Matthew 15:28. Then Jesus answered and said unto her, O woman, great is thy faith. Be it unto thee even as thou wilt. And thy daughter, and her daughter was made whole from that hour. Jesus attributed it to her faith. Luke 8:48. And he said unto her daughter, be of good comfort. Thy faith hath made thee whole. Go in peace. Luke 17:19. And he said unto her, arise,
unto him, sorry, arise, go thy way, thy faith hath made thee whole. Attributing it to their faith. Are we together? A classic example is Acts chapter 3. In Acts chapter 3, you see, Peter prayed for the man who was crippled. I told you, action is a switch of God's power. When Peter looked at him, he said, "Silver and gold have I none, but such as I have, give I thee. In the name of Jesus Christ of Nazareth, rise up and walk." He didn't pray again. He didn't pray again. He declared upon him, "In the name of Jesus Christ of Nazareth, rise up and walk." The man was looking at him. He didn't stand to walk. But guess what? Peter did not pray again. What did he do? The Bible says he took him by the right hand. And him leaping up stood. Why? Action is the switch of God's power. He knew that the name of Jesus had to produce results. And if the name of Jesus has power to produce results, I have used it. What is next? Action. You can walk. I've told you to walk in that name. There's power in that name. So rise up and walk. He took him by the right hand. And guess what? He leaped and stood and began to jump and began to leap and began to run around. Glory to God. The actions of faith had produced a result. Imagine if Peter said, "In the name of Jesus Christ of Nazareth, rise up and walk." I didn't walk. Peter said, what is happening? It's not working. Again, I say, "In the name of Jesus, rise up and walk." You can ask what happens most times. Peter didn't pray again. Oh, a story was told about Smith Wigglesworth. He prayed for a mad person. And they took the guy away. And when they went home, they called him on phone. They said, "Sir, he's like he's madder now than when you prayed for him. Can you please pray for him again?" He said, "I'm not praying for him again. I prayed for him before. And that prayer is still working. I'm not going to pray for him again. I'm coming to pray for him." Listen, that things God wants after you pray doesn't mean your prayer is not working. And I've told you, sometimes things get worse before they get better. Jesus told them, when Lazarus was sick, he told them, "This sickness is not unto death." Guess what? Lazarus died. But he did not repeat the prayer. He did not shake his faith. When he got to the tomb of Lazarus, he said, "Father, I thank you because you hear me always." That means when I prayed that this sickness is not unto death, you heard me. I'm in this situation, I'm not going to recognize death. I have the victory. Lazarus, come out! He didn't say, "I rebuke the spirit of death." No, no, no. He said, "Come out." He was talking like he was talking to a man at the other side of the world. Like you said, "James, come out. Come out of the room." And Lazarus came out of the cave. He had no recognition for what Satan did. Oh, you say, "I have entered into a new season of prosperity." And it's as though all hell had broken loose, have broken loose on your finances. Are you going to press the panic button? Or are you going to hold on to the words you have spoken? "I have said it. And as I have said it, so shall it be." And then go into action. The king in the Old Testament, was it Jehoshaphat? Was it Esau Jehoshaphat? It's just an expression that I want to bring up for you. After he had prayed, "We have no might against this multitude," he said, "Lord, we go in your name." Very instructive. "Lord, we go in your name." What a confidence. "As I have prayed, I know you are with us. So we are going in your name." They went to battle after prayer, knowing that the Lord will be with them. "Lord, we go in your name." Oh, hallelujah. Oh, hallelujah. Oh, my faith is working. In the name of Jesus. We can learn from the patriarchs. When God gives Abraham an instruction, you hear expressions like, "Immediately he departed." Immediately he took Isaac to the mountain. Immediately. Prompt response to the instructions of the Spirit is a proof of your faith. If you truly believe, you will act in time. If you have reached that level of faith, coming to the flood tide, it will move you to act. You will act. Glory to God. You will act.
Don't forget this. Action. Actions of faith is the switch of God's power. This is how you turn on God's power. As you are moving, the money will meet you on the way. That's the way I think. Or you have light that God wants you to do something, move into action. Listen, if God ever told you it's time to build, don't look at your bank account. Go and start building. Oh, Rabako Salabaya. You know, after my wedding, one of my staff told me, "Say, Pastor, I thought you were joking when you told us you married this year." Because it did not look like it. I gave my in-laws 3 months' notice. They actually thought I piled money somewhere. I said, "Ma, I would like to marry in December." God, this is the year of marriage. Amen. It is time. The coordinates are fixed. Everything is ready. And it came to pass. Hallelujah. Amen. The same thing. You know how we started this church? I think it should be 3 weeks' notice too now to the team. I just returned from Abuja. I said, the Lord has said we're starting a church. I just spoke to my young men. We're starting a church. I have seeded all that. I think the last 100,000 I had, I walked to him, precious man of God. I knelt down and gave it to him. I came back to Jaws with my books, my bag, and 15,000 there. Amen. Which, of course, finished in the first week. And church had not started. Amen. Hi. This is the work. Oh, Rabbi. It's the work. It's the work. It's the work. It's the work. We said, look for venue for church. We got a venue. Negotiated. They said we should be paying 50,000 per month or something. No problem. As we're getting venue, somebody called. It was actually my dad. He said, I want to send you. You say you are starting church. I want to send you seed. He sent 50,000. We use it to pay for venue. On the day, we borrowed a gen. Mixer and arm. You blew it. Just a pash. So I preached without mic. Amen. I preached on the unshakable kingdom. He said, we have a kingdom which cannot be shaken. Amen. And I began to give vision of where we're going. Hallelujah. What you need really is in your spirit. Stop giving excuses. Glory to God. Somebody say, Pastor, where were you staying? I was squatting. Your guess is right. I squatted for 10 months. If I had it, I stopped squatting. The house got burnt. And then I knew I had to look for a house. When we got a house, somebody sent this seed. Was it 150,000 or so? Amen. At that time, that should be like the biggest seed I had received also, if I'm not mistaken. And then I told the landlady, my money was, the rent was 250,000 or so. I said, Ma, I'll give you 200,000. Give me some time. Okay, then I started serving. And then my PP had not paid me. I said, when they pay me, I'll add it for you. I gave her the money and then moved in. I had a bed my friend gave to me. Amen. I had my, of course, that's all you need. So I carried the bed, put in some curtains and moved in. It was one bedroom apartment. Of course, you know this. The main room was empty, rug, just to lie down and pray. And then the bed was in the bedroom with my books. And I was living like an Edibia. Amen. Just fasting and praying. Glory to God. Praise God. Are you with me? The story is not the same anymore. But action. I told them we are starting this church in April. You cannot enter May. Action is the switch of God's power. He says, I been in the way, the Lord led me. Meaning, I been in the way, the Lord supplied. Are we together? You step out. I'm going to go into real estate. You are speaking English. Start renting out houses. Register a company. Start selling properties first in Jaws. Start from somewhere. Start from somewhere. Are we together? action is a switch of God's power. And I'm out of time. Rise to your feet. Are you blessed this morning? Amen. This is first service. Murabakaya busa. Woo! Glory to God. Hallelujah. Makurazila sushtepura. And tolabasa. Just speak in tongues for 3 minutes. Just speak in tongues. Just mix in the things you've heard. Just jabalatosa. On taliba. When we say speak in tongues, concentrate and focus. Don't look around. It's a precious moment. Don't look around. Leko sila. Lebronde sushtapaya. Liga razoshta. Honda lira skapana. Zolira sepanel. Honta liras. Lozi steprano. Lozi seprona. Londreskista. Londreskepora. Entalido suprana. Irrabalado sunananane. Hey aro bagabana na 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 no. Hey aro bagabana na na na. Hey aro na 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 na. Can you begin to make declarations about your faith? You say in the name of Jesus, my faith is working. My faith is a flood tide. Mo shaga rosila lekum sistepora endolido sukapora entola bronda. And Sholado Bretosa, and Rebetosa, and Daladabosa, and Doladabosa, and Shaladabosa, and Daladabosa, and Tola Broda Kirakopa, Shalada Katro, and Robatola, and Shalado Copra Capatosa, and Daladadadadadadadadadadadadadadadadadadadadadadadadadadadadadadadadadadadadadadadadadadadadadadadadadadadadadadadadadadadadadadadadadadadadadadadadadadadadadadadadadadadadadadadadadadadadadadadadadadadadadadadadadadadadadadadadadadadadadadadadadadadadadadadadadadadadadadadadadadadadadadadadadadadadadadadadadadadadadadadadadadadadadadadadadadadadadadadadadadadadadadadadadadadadadadadadadadadadadadadadadadadadadadadadadadadadadadadadadadadadadadadadadadadadadadadadadadadadadadadadadadadadadadadadadadadadadadadadadadadadadadadadadadadadadadadadadadadadadadadadadadadadadadadadadadadadadadadadadadadadadadadadadadadadadadadadadadadadadadadadadadadadadadadadadadadadadadadadadadadadadadadadadadadadadadadadadadadadadadadadadadadadadadadadadadadadadadadadadadadadadad Speak in tongues. Speak in tongues. Shapato kofra. Ragaporado. Liga prondas. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Oh, your faith is working. Your faith is producing results. In the name of Jesus. You know, the anointing of God's Spirit is strong. Just keep the tongues in your mouth. Keep the tongues in your mouth. The anointing of God's Spirit is strong. Keep the tongues in your mouth. Oh, Rebekosa. Oh, Taledabosa. Em Shalada Capro. Rebekaposa. Em Shalada Capro. Oh, Rebekaposa. Em Shalada. Rebekaposa. Em Shalada Caprakaposa. Oh, Rebekaposa. Oh, thank you, Lord. Hallelujah. 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 This week, as you take steps of faith, testimonies are multiplied for you. In the name of the Lord Jesus, you are returning on Sunday with multiplied testimonies. In the name of the Lord Jesus, the Lord has made a highway before you. In the name of Jesus, the Lord has made a path before you. Step in and walk in it. In the name of the Lord Jesus, this week I declare upon you pleasant surprises. In the name of Jesus, this week I declare upon you help from heaven. In the name of the Lord Jesus, I decree and declare your help has come. Your helpers have come. In the name of Jesus, men are coming to hold your hands up. In the name of the Lord Jesus, the glory of the Lord is upon you. The Lord has put wings on your feet. In this month, in this week, you are flying in the name of Jesus. You are soaring in grace in the name of the Lord Jesus. The shalom of God has become your companion. In the name of Jesus, you have peace on every side. Peace on every side. And anything and everything that has troubled you, hitato, they are taken out of the way. And I speak to you the peace of God in the name of Jesus. Amen and amen and amen. Give the Lord a shout. Give the Lord a shout. Amen. 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 Just close your eyes and bow your heads. I want to make an altar call. Just close your eyes and bow your heads. I want to make an altar call. You are here in this service, watching here, attending here in the halls, watching in the overflow. You're saying, Dr. Karis, pray for me. I want to be saved. I want to rededicate my life to Christ. I want my sins forgiven. You see, Jesus died for you without shame. He died for you publicly. I tell people there's nothing to be ashamed of as far as receiving forgiveness of sins, as far as making Jesus your Lord and Savior is concerned. Right where you are, you're saying, pray for me. I want you to lift your right hand where you are. In the hall, you're online, I want you to send us a message, inbox us, or click the link that I will post, and someone will reach to you. Just right there, just lift your hand. You're saying, pray for me. I want to rededicate my life to Christ. I want to give my heart to the Lord afresh. I want my sins forgiven. Just raise your hand where you are. Jesus loves you. Listen, the world has no plan for you. The whole world has no plan for you. You are looking at what is happening in the world right now. It's no longer news. But Christ is the only safe habitation. He's not news anymore. You are not safe until you are saved. Life without Christ will be crisis unlimited. Right where you are, I want you to raise your hand. I'll pray for you. And then they'll get you filled with the Holy Spirit. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Jesus. Somebody say, how do I get saved? How do I have my sins forgiven? By believing in your heart the Lordship of Jesus. And I mean, that Jesus is the Son of God. That He died for your sins. That He was raised for your justification. And confessing with your mouth His Lordship. Then you are saved. Hallelujah. Father, we thank you. Father, we thank you. If you are praying that prayer online, on ground, just pray this with me. Say, dear God, I believe that you love me. I believe that Jesus is your Son. He died for my sins. He was raised for my justification. Today, I declare that that same Jesus is my Lord and my Savior. I receive forgiveness of sins. I receive eternal life into my spirit. Thank you, Father, for saving me. In Jesus, amen. If you are praying that prayer for the first time, or you are rededicating your life to Christ, do not go without seeing a counselor. Our counselors are standing at the aisles. Make sure you wait behind after the service to see them.
We believe the Word of God has begun a good work in you, making you a living, working wonder on the earth. For additional messages and information, log on to www.theembassyofheaven.org. God bless you.